Broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center, it's the Kids Business Expo. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, everybody. Once again, on behalf of Business Radio X, reporting here from the Kids Business Expo 2015 at the Cobb Galleria Center, I am Ryan Red Hawk alongside my co-host Max Cantor. Hello, Max.
Hello, Ryan. I really like being here and seeing what these kids have done. It amazes me.
Absolutely. There is an electricity in the air, a buzz going around with this entrepreneurship from this younger generation. It really has me excited and stoked. Very excited to introduce my next guest. His name is Jake Johnson on behalf of Bow Up, Redefining the Gentleman. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great. Tell us more about your business and what you're representing here today.
Yeah, so my company is Bow Up, and what we do is we've actually created a customizable aspect to the classic self-tie bow tie. What we've done is cut the bow tie in half, and by doing this, you can mix and match any bow tie halves so that when you tie it, the front half of the bow is different from the back, and the center knot is separate from the front.
Interesting. So you are promoting more bow tie wearing amongst youngsters as well as old folks out there as well, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What made you get involved with bow ties? Why not ties?
Well, I don't know. I've always kind of worn bow ties, and I think that bow ties are really in right now, you know? I think that long ties are kind of on their way out, and that's kind of another aspect of our business. What we actually do is we'll take long vintage neckties and cut them open and use that silk to make our bow ties. So if you have any long ties or neckties that you think are kind of going out of style or want to make new again, then you can send them to us and we'll make them, you know, fresh new bow ties.
Well, I'm a clip-on tie kind of guy, so I don't think that this is the market for me. But I do know, like you said, the bow tie is coming back. I'm seeing more and more around town. What are some of the designs that you do out there?
We do pretty much everything. Right now, we do anything from random old patterns to just solid colors. We're working with some licensing deals right now to try to get some college mascots and stuff on there as well. Mm. So
that's interesting.
Now, I have a fun fact about you that I learned is that you were actually on the TV show Shark Tank. Is that right?
Yes, that is true.
So tell us a little bit about that experience, and then tell us how that experience has just helped you in life.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy experience, to say the least. I was on season 2 of Shark Tank, and so I was only about 10 or 11 years old at that point. But I think by going through that and going through the whole process, it's a really long, drawn-out, intimidating process, but it's really helped me a lot overcoming things like, I don't really get nervous in front of big crowds anymore because I know that I've spoken in front of five of the most influential businessmen and women in the world. I don't really get nervous in front of crowds anymore. I'm really more confident, and I know that if they like some products that I've come up with, then I know that others will too.
Yeah, so the bow tie, you know, getting back to that, and so you probably wear a bow tie every single day, right?
Just about.
Yeah, right, because you're promoting that product out there. So how can other folks get these bow ties or view them and what's available?
Yeah, right now we're mostly selling online. You can find us at www.bowup.com, and that is spelled B-E-A-U-X. So it's bowup.com. Or if you're interested in anything else, you can email us at info@bowup.com, same way spelled B-E-A-U-X. Or find us on Facebook or Twitter. That's Bow Up Bow Ties.
Very good. And where do you see this Bow Up Bow Ties going from here in the future? Do you hope to be in retail stores, or what's some of your future plans?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're actually working on a couple different lines. Right now, all of our bow ties are self-tie bow ties. So right now we're working on a line for younger children or just guys that don't know how to tie a bow tie. Like you said, you're a clip-on kind of guy. Yep, we're working on some clip-on pre-tied bow ties, but also making our way into retail stores as well.
Great. So in the future, 2015 and going forward, we hope to see you in the stores, but also some new designs. Like you said, college insignias. I know that's big here in the South. Guys like to dress up on college game days.
And the frat scene.
Yeah, that's right. That's going to be something good. And you may be in that scene one day soon yourself, right?
Pretty soon. Getting there.
Okay, very good. And how old are you again?
I'm 16.
16, so you're still in high school. So how do you, you know, manage the time between schoolwork, homework, and tie work?
I really try to keep my school life and social life and business life. I try to keep them separate. Same thing. I'm working with my sister while I'm doing this. So I found that if you start talking to your sister about, you know, how dirty her room is or how she stole some of my stuff in the middle of a business meeting, it's not going to go so well. So I really try to keep those lives as separate as possible.
Yeah.
And whenever it gets to be too much, then, you know, just kind of prioritize.
For sure. You want to give a shout out to your sister real quick and let her know she's helping you, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. My sister, Lachlan Johnson, she's helping me so much doing this. She's at St. Louis University right now, so she couldn't be with me today.
That's okay. And she's continuing her education, which is always good, and it can hopefully help the business in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good stuff. So again, our listeners, you can find Bo Up Ties at www.bowup.com. That's BEAUXUP.com. Telephone number 704-252-3686. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think we're good.
Well, okay. Ryan, before we sign off, and I've asked anybody who makes some types of clothes.
I love this question. This is a good one.
If anybody in the world, anyone, could wear your bow ties,
ooh,
who would it be?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good question.
Celebrity, athlete, politician, who would you like to see wearing your tie?
I would want to see President Obama wear my
tie. Wow, going straight for the White House here. That's a big time.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, get the president wearing your bow tie. I feel like it'd get everywhere.
That's right. Shout out to the big O out there, too. Hopefully, Mr. Prez, you can put that on, certainly. So, Jake, thank you for being a guest.
Thank you so much.
All right, and for Ryan Redhawk, I'm Max Cantor, joined with the bow tie guy himself, Jake Johnson, here at the Kids Business Expo 2015. Stay tuned for more.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.